Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Luna's Bedtime Story. I'm Luna. 各位爸爸妈妈和小朋友们晚上好，欢迎收听不知不觉读完一本书睡前故事。我是 Luna。 今晚我们继续阅读五分钟经典童话故事 The Wild Swans 野天鹅的后半部分。上一次我们讲到，小公主的六位哥哥们被巫婆变成了六只野天鹅 Six Swans。 哥哥们告诉她，她需要用刺人的蓖麻 Nettles 织六件衬衣，而且在六年里不可以说话也不能笑。小公主到底能不能完成这样艰难又危险的任务呢？我们一起来读一读今天的故事吧。 The girl decided to set her brothers free, no matter what it cost her. She went out into the wood and climbed a tree and slept there. Next morning, she set to work. She gathered nettles and began sewing them together, not minding the stings. She had no reason to laugh, and there was no one to speak to. A long time passed. One day, some huntsmen saw the girl in the tree. "Who are you?" they called out, but she did not answer. "Come down," they cried. "We won't hurt you." But she shook her head. The huntsman climbed the tree, carried her down, and brought her to the king of this foreign land. The king asked kindly, "Who are you? What were you doing in the tree?" But she didn't answer. 小公主下定了决心，不管付出什么代价，都要让哥哥们得到自由。他走到树林里，爬上一棵树，睡在那里。那棵树就变成了他的家。他白天出去收集蓖麻 Nettles， 晚上就在树上织衣服。蓖麻上的刺 The stings 把他的手割得到处都是口子。就这样过了很久的时间，有一天，有几个猎人 Huntsman 在树林里发现了他。他们就把小公主从树上救下来，带到了国王的面前。还记得吗？小公主已经跑到了另外一个国家，所以这是一个陌生的国王。 The king of this foreign land。这个国王问他，你是谁呢？你在树上做什么？但是他不能说话也不能笑，所以他没有回答。 The king spoke to her in all the languages he knew, but she remained silent. However, the king felt a great love for her. She saw he was very kind and liked him very much.After a few days, they were married. The king had a wicked stepmother, who was unhappy with the marriage. "Who knows where this girl is from?" she asked. "She doesn't speak a word. She is not worthy of a king." After a year had passed,The young queen had her first child. The king's stepmother stole it away and told the king that his wife had killed it. The king didn't believe her and ordered that no one should harm his wife. All the while, the young queen went on quietly sewing the nettle shirts.
这位国王是一位很有文化的国王，
他用了很多不同的语言 All the languages 和这位小公主说话，但是小公主总是沉默。但是国王非常的喜欢她，小公主看她也非常善良，所以没过多久他们就结婚了。可是这位国王也有一个很坏的继母 A wicked stepmother。 这位继母很不喜欢这位不说话的新皇后。一年以后，皇后生下了他们的第一个小宝宝。邪恶的继母把他们的宝宝偷走了，还告诉国王是皇后杀了他。国王并不相信，让所有的人不能伤害他的妻子。可是这位年轻的皇后还是一句话都不说，低头织着她的蓖麻衬衣 The nettle shirts。 Sometime later, another baby was born. The king's wicked stepmother once again stole the baby and blamed the young queen. But the king would still not believe her. When the young queen had a third baby, the stepmother stole it away. She accused the young queen, and this time the court forced the king to bring her to justice. She was sentenced to death by fire. The day she was due to die was the last one of the 6 years of toil. In that time, she had neither spoken nor laughed to free her dear brothers from the evil spell. The 6 shirts were ready, except the one that was missing the right sleeve. The young queen was led to the pile of wood, carrying the 6 shirts with her. As the fire was about to be lit, she suddenly shouted out. There were 6 swans flying towards her, and her heart burst with joy. 在之后的几年里，年轻的皇后又生了两个孩子，但每一次都被邪恶的继母偷走了。国王深爱着自己的妻子，他不相信皇后会做伤害自己孩子的事情。可是最后，国王的议会 The court 强迫国王要把皇后绳之以法， Bring her to justice。 最后皇后被判了死刑，要绑在火把上烧死。行刑的那一天正好是6年苦力的最后一天， 6 years of toil。 这一天皇后带着织好的6件蓖麻衣服共赴刑场，其中只有最后一件右边的袖子她还没有来得及做成。这时候天空飞来了6只野天鹅，皇后突然高兴地大喊起来，她的心都快跳出来了。 The swans landed around her and stoopedso that she could throw the shirts over them. Her brothers stood before her, safe and sound. As one shirt was missing the right sleeve, the youngest brother had a swan's wing instead of a left arm. The young queen said to the astonished king, "Dearest husband, now I can speak and tell you that I am innocent."She told him of the treachery of his stepmother. To their parents' great joy, the 3 children were found, and the wicked stepmother was punished. The father of the 6 brothers and young queen, whose evil wife had died, was brought to them, and they celebrated for many days. The king and the young queen lived many years,and grew older with her 6 brothers in peace and joy. 6只天鹅飞到了年轻皇后的面前， 向他弯下腰 stooped。 皇后把六件蓖麻的衣裳扔在他们的身上，他的六位哥哥又变回了人，真真实实地站在他的面前。由于最后一件衣服的有一只袖子没有来得及做完，所以他的最小的哥哥还保留着一只天鹅的翅膀，就像你们在图片里看到的一样。这时国王在一旁看的已经惊呆了，年轻的皇后终于可以开口说话了，她把事情的原委都告诉了自己的丈夫。之后他们找到了三个被偷走的孩子，邪恶的继母也受到了惩罚。 The wicked stepmother was punished。 最后国王和年轻的皇后还有他的六位哥哥们在一起生活了很久很久，他们非常的幸福和快乐。 In peace and joy。好啦，这就是 The Wild Swans 野天鹅的故事的结局。你们喜欢今天的故事吗？别忘了可以跟着公众号微课里面最后一项的提示，试着用英文复述这个故事，也可以把它说给你的爸爸妈妈或者好朋友们听，更可以进入 Luna 的学习群，把你们复述的故事或者问题用语音留言给我。我们下一期再见吧。 Good night and sweet dreams.